Ben Rich will have the weather forecast in a moment, but look, as promised, we've tracked down somewhere in the UK where the sun has been shining. I've been hearing from Chrissy McLennan.
I'm in Bayhead in the Isle of North Uist.
How long would it take someone in Edinburgh, say, to get to North Uist?
Quite a while. They would motor up from Edinburgh to the Isle of Skye, and then there's a 1.25 hours ferry journey from the Isle of Skye, from Uigin Skye, and then we're about 12 miles from Loch Maddy, where you would get off the ferry.
And is the journey worth it?
It's worth it.
What's the view like?
The views are just spectacular everywhere, especially on the west side where we are, Bayhead and Balranald and Hoogery and Tayari and these places. It's lovely, and we're so near the beach as well.
How long have you lived there?
I've lived here all my life, and don't ask me my age.
So 35 years?
35, add another 30.
Now, Chrissy, you know that people like me have been banging on the radio and the TV for a long time about this never-ending winter that Britain's gone through. It's been
horrendous.
14, maybe 15 months of consecutive winter.
Yes.
Now, it's not true to say, though, is it, that everywhere is having terrible weather?
No. No, not at all. We've had beautiful weather. In fact, if it wasn't for chilly cold in the mornings, you'd say it was in the middle of summer, more or less.
And is it true, Chrissy, I've been told that maybe even as we speak, you can see sunshine, is that correct?
That's right, yes. I'm standing here at the door and there's lovely sunshine yet.
Can you feel the sunshine on you? Can you move to another part of the house? Where you could...
Not so much now, because the sun's going down quite a bit.
Can you go to the window and feel the sun?
Yes.
Would you do that for me?
Yes.
Please do that now, because nobody else in the country has experienced this for about a year.
Hold on, I'll just go to another room in the house then.
Thank you very much.
If I can open this door here and come in here. There I am now. I'm standing at the window here, which is facing north.
And you
at least I think it's facing north.
But can you feel the sun on your face now?
I can.
Can you just describe what that feels like, Chrissy?
It's glorious. At this time of the year, absolutely glorious.
But just to be absolutely clear, Chrissy, I'm sorry to press you on this. You not only can you see the sun, but you can you see shadows being cast outside?
No, not just now, no.
Okay.
No.
But the sun's definitely there in the sky.
Yes, and very, very, very warm. Yeah.
I understand too that thinking of Easter weekend, and there'll be a lot of places, maybe, you know, holiday homes and B&Bs and so on, a bit worried about the weather. You've got a family connection to a caravan park, I believe.
I do, yes.
This is your son. How is business looking?
Very good. Yes, very good. They've booked up for more for this Easter weekend, and then they've got quite a few bookings for the summertime. But anybody that wants to come to this beautiful island, they can just log on to balranaldhebrideanholidays.com, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Your son's business will succeed because you're there to promote it.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And you're telling me, we have to go, Chrissy, but you're telling me that in all your 35 years and maybe a little more, you've never seen a winter like this?
Never. We haven't had a winter. We haven't seen frost. A wee bit of frost, I'm telling a lie there, a wee bit of frost probably one or two days in the morning. But by the time 9 o'clock comes, the roads are clear and everything. We haven't had the greaters. Don't get me wrong, we had bad gales in January and there was some ferry disruptions. But apart from that, it's been really good.
But you don't want too many people coming, do you? You don't want the secret, you don't want everyone there.
No, we don't want to be falling over them, but a few people, you know, that would be all right to keep the place going.
I'll let you go and enjoy the last rays of the sun.
Thank you ever so much.